Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Jill Wright and Norm Sanford. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about an Elk Foundation benefit you got coming up this weekend already. Tell us about the benefit.
It is. It's our annual big game banquet for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. It's on Saturday, May 5th. And doors open at 5 o'clock.
And who is this for? Who can attend?
Anybody can attend. What you have to do is become a supporting member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, which is money that goes toward conservation. You receive your quarterly Bugle magazine, and then you can bring a guest with you if you purchase an additional meal.
Okay. And is that what's going on Saturday? Just come in, eat dinner, and...
Nope, you come in, you eat dinner. We have silent auction, a live auction with Branyon Auctioneering, and some raffles, games. It's a big, fun night.
It's very fun.
Branyon always does a great job with the auctions.
Amazing.
Oh, he does a great job. Yeah. The whole crew does. Yeah.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. That's absolutely true. So that's going on this Saturday. Do you happen to have, I don't know if you have a listing in front of you of some of the auction items that people can bid on?
We do. In our live auction, we're going to have a PBR package, which is going down for the whole event for the 2018 PBR.
Now, is that Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No, that is the professional. Yes, and that's in December. And then we have some Eberle Stock backpacks, a Big Henry Silver 357 Magnum. We've noticed, or we know just from our group of people that come that support conservation, that they're also firearm enthusiasts. So we try to bring in the different types of firearms that for both ladies and men, both hunters and both just the regular and sports shooters. Lots of artwork this year. And I don't know, we change it up every year. We also...
Yeah, we've got different games this year, so we're not all playing the same games. You know, we're trying new things. So it's not going to just be like your cookie cutter normal Elk Foundation like you usually go to. We're trying different games and trying everything new. Yeah, it's supposed to be lots of fun.
Excellent. And, you know, when you're talking about auction items, you can kind of begin and end with guns. That'll bring in plenty of people.
Yes, right. It will.
Out here in Wyoming, at least. And the big news is that today is the last day for people to register if they actually want to attend.
We do. We really need to get numbers into our caterers. So we the event's on May 5th, but we like to get numbers into our caterers May 1st to make sure that we have enough meals and desserts for everyone that attends. So you can purchase those online. The easiest way to access that is to go to the Wyoming RMEF Facebook page, and there's a link through there, or you can call Norm or I. My number is 307-272-6623.
My number is 307-620-9113.
And you guys have a lot of donors and a lot of people to thank. And so this year you've kind of gone about that a new way.
We did. We've realized that we want to be able to have FaceTime with all of our donors and sponsors, both in our community and branching out of our community. So this year we actually mailed out letters thanking our past donors and approaching new donors. We realize everyone's time is super valuable, including we're a volunteer chapter, so including our chapter's time. So we just mailed out those letters asking people to call us, thanking them for past donations, and then asking them to maybe repeat the donation in the same way. They'll still be thanked and acknowledged the night of the banquet the same way that they always have. And we understand how important FaceTime is with each of those donors, but it really wasn't feasible to be able to meet all of those people face-to-face.
Right, and we do also want to say thank you to everybody that does reach out to us and help out year after year after year. It's great. It's great having, you know, this much support behind a great cause.
And that's what allows you to keep the cause going, right? Without them, it would kind of collapse, wouldn't it?
It would. The really one part about Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation that I know that Norm and I appreciate, as well as people that are our members, is that 90 cents of every single dollar that's raised by Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is put back on the ground for conservation efforts. We're not an elk shooting organization. We're an elk conservation organization. So knowing that 90 cents of every single dollar goes on the ground is really important to us. And the other 10 cents is a lot of our mailings and the ways that we reach out to the community. So,
well, and that's good to know, because when people donate, whatever it is they're donating to, they like to know where their money's going, because a lot of these, some of the big agencies, you know, that are asking for charity donations here and there, you end up hearing, well, you know, 90% of theirs goes to the people running it and 10% goes to the cause. So it's nice to know that the vast majority of this goes to the cause.
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot of volunteer work and just a lot of, you know, a lot of help and support from everybody else around us.
And just talk a little bit for those who may not know what exactly the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does.
What we do is we work through management for wild elk, which we're talking about management for elk, but that also helps encompasses our mule deer, our white-tailed deer, all of our other wildlife here in Wyoming that we so enjoy. We do fence pulling operations. We've helped protected over 7.3 million acres across the United States. And we have different projects that are always in the works. We have we work really hard with other conservation organizations to try to pool money together to be able to make land acquisitions to allow for access. And it's a really broad, we can narrow it down for our event and talk about it. But when we're talking about putting elk in Kentucky where they didn't have a herd for years, we've now been able to introduce a herd into there. And it's with money that we raise through our foundation that helps make that possible.
Very cool. So this Saturday, there's an Elk Foundation benefit. Once again, tell people when and where, what times, that sort of thing.
Okay, the doors will open at 5 o'clock. Dinner's going to be at around 6:30, but you're going to want to get in early to look at the silent auctions, play the games, the raffles, look over the live auction events, just take a look around and be able to socialize with your community members and your friends that you're bringing. We do want to talk about there are options for different tables for that night. You can come in just to buying whatever tickets and there will be general seating available. But if you're really wanting to sit with eight of your really good friends, we have a friends and family table that'll just be reserved for you. And then we also have a spike table that's reserved for eight, but it has some perks and some swag that goes along with it. That supports us.
And you mentioned some raffle items. What are some of the items you'll be raffling off? You talked about some of the auction items, but playing the games, are some of those games you play for tickets for those raffles? Is that how that works?
So what we do is we have raffle tickets that are our baskets or things that have been donated by community members. Our games, we actually have a prize table where you play games to acquire our tickets, or that you can go and you can say, I want to play this game all night long because I really want to win that piece of artwork that's okay on there. Or there'll even be a firearm on there. So I want to play this game over and over and over so that I can go over and have...
I want this brand new gun.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy multiple tickets playing our Wheel of Fortune game, and so I can have the highest chance of winning that. So just there's something for everybody. It should be a great evening.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun, and that's going on this Saturday, the Elk Foundation benefit. And I'm speaking with Jill Wright and Norm Sanford with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street.